broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Men's Baseball Network. Coming to you from hot and sunny Dunedin, Florida, TD Ballpark. Better today is Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, or the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight we have game two of a six-game series for you. First pitch is coming up at 6:30. You should be good to go for nine uninterrupted innings tonight. It's very hot outside, but there's barely a cloud in the sky, and it's going to be a good night for baseball, and hopefully for the Mets, they can find a way to grab a W, as it has been a tough, tough stretch in the month of May. The Mets have lost 20 of their last 22 games, including a game last night by the score of 9-6 in the opener here at TD Ballpark against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first couple of innings. Mets got a couple of home runs by Mercado and Baez to cut it to 2. Dunning went back up by 4. Mets got 4 consecutive two-out hits in the 6th. Got back within a couple of more. Dunning went up by a score of 9-4. Mets rallied back again, but it was too much to overcome as the Blue Jays won 9-6 the opener. And with that loss, the Mets dropped to 14-32 on the season. Dunning improved its record to 500 at 23-23. We look at the standings in the Florida State League. Palm Beach just finished off a win over Tampa in 11 innings. The game was suspended yesterday. Resumed at 4:30 this afternoon. So Palm Beach with the win is now 26-20. A full game up on Jupiter and East. 25-21. Daytona 22-24. 4 games back. Next week. In the West Division, Clearwater is 32-14, Lakeland 30-16, 2 games back. Dunedin essentially out of it, despite winning yesterday. 9 games out of first. Bradenton, Fort Myers, 20-26, 12 games out. Tampa, 18-14. Other games around the Florida State League today, as I mentioned, Palm Beach walks it off at home 8-7 over the Tampa Tarpons. The two teams now will play another 9-inning game coming up in about half an hour. The 6:30 games include Lakeland at Clearwater. Lakeland won yesterday's opener 3-2. Jupiter at Daytona is at 6:35. Those two teams played Monday, Memorial Day, with Jupiter winning. They had yesterday off. Bradenton is at Fort Myers at 7:05. Fort Myers took the opener from the Marauders at home. And once again, first pitch here at TD Ballpark is scheduled for 6:30. We'll take a brief pause on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll bring you the starting pitching matchup and the lineup for tonight's game between the Mets and the Blue Jays.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day, for every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. little wild. Two and two-thirds, a hit, no earned runs. Batter one. Two strikeouts. Probably not going to be long for this game, coming back from surgery. But always fun to see a good-looking prospect, and that's what Diaz is. He used to be a top 10 guy in the Diaz organization before the injury and all the trades last year. Draft, free agency, on and on. John Watt Brown for the Blue Jays, 20 years old, from Visalia, California. He was Toronto's third-round pick last summer out of Oklahoma State. Being drafted from the Cowboys last year, did not pitch. 2023. But he got a clean slate to start this year. Made seven starts for the Blue Jays. Dunny with a 4.22 ERA. He struck out 43 and 32 innings. The lineup will begin with the visiting Mets, leading off and playing third in Boston Barrows. Jesus Baez had a monster home run last night, bat second. Dugout. By the time he gets to the dugout, or bullpen rather, by the time he gets to the dugout, towels off, etc., it's going to be a few minutes. So no hope of starting on time. Yesterday, 4 minutes late. I'm going to go on a rant, folks. I'm going to do it. This has been a problem at home. It's been a problem on the road. Details for every team. Start on time. 6:30 means 6:30. Doesn't mean 6:34. Doesn't mean 6:33. Means 6:30. 6:10 means 6:10. Not 6:12. All right, let's start a game on time. This is the pros. Got to do it. Find a way. Rant over. Okay, lineup for the Blue Jays. Victor Arias leads off and plays center. Man, oh, man, I'm hot right now. I'm hot. Manuel Beltre bats second, plays short. Peyton Williams on a rehab assignment, minor league rehab assignment. Bats third. He's at first base. Joanhel Aponte is hitting cleanup. He's in right field. Tucker Thoman bats fifth, he's at third. Edward Duran is the catcher, hitting sixth. Alexis Hernandez is in left, batting seventh. Daniel Perez is at DH, he is eighth. Bryce Arnold bats ninth. He is at second base. Some things just get under your skin year after year, game after game. The inability of these teams to start on time.
Well,
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com. Those of you on the front lines, the back of the house, making it work for one minute change at Indian River State College.
is hooked foul. Struck well. Looks like Conte is checking the integrity of that bat. I think it held together. He's satisfied. Last week, Diaz sure had a lot of adrenaline, was fired up, kind of all over the place. Left in the strike zone right now. Breaking ball is popped back overhead, a slider. Not his best pitch last year. Changeup was on. He's had a lot of trouble with it, especially the Cardinals in that playoff game. After that, pitch after pitch. 0-2, slider, strike three, right across the letters. Ponte down looking. Solid start for Diaz tonight. First inning, just around the leadoff hit, gets the next three in order, soft contact and a strikeout. 1-0 Mets.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you from TD Ballpark. It's extremely hot and sunny, no rain. Got the shadows creeping over the right field stands. Curveball too high and outside to Starling Mercado from Jerron Watts Brown. Got the first two, and then the next three reached in the first inning as Mercado takes this curveball for a strike. But he was able to get out of it because he backed up the play correctly behind home plate, which is outside corner for a strike. The left fielder Hernandez misfired home to the catcher. Watts Brown backed it up through to third base to nail Cuevas to end the inning. Called third strike on a slider. A delayed strike call. But ABS had it in the zone. Just took an extra moment for Allen Bryan to call it.
Center fielder, number 22,
a sharp pitch.
Willie
Not Bunga. Many fastballs so far from Watts Brown. He likes a slider, and he likes that curve. Well, there is a fastball at 92 by Fungus, who had his toughest day yet as a St. Lucie Met, went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts yesterday, snapping his four-game hitting streak to start his St. Lucie career. He takes another fastball right down the middle at 92. So, Watts Brown emptying the cannon early here. I think he's saved any pitches yet. He showed them all. Fastball, strike three. Inside corner. Fanyas waiting. Didn't realize it. Back-to-back strikeouts to start. Three straight fastballs. Clearly
catcher, number 13,
wasn't ready for that.
Vincent Perozzo.
Quick discussion with Alejandro Diaz, the hitting coach, as he gets back to the dugout. Now here's Vincent Perozzo, didn't play yesterday. He takes a curveball outside. The curveball's been anywhere from 70 to 74. That one
74. Pitch is down low. 2-0 on Perozzo. Perozzo not that far removed from coming back off the injured list. Takes this pitch inside. Good changeup. Perozzo did not play on the season. This is his 23rd game. He takes this one up and in. And that will be ball four. So a three-pitch strikeout. And right after, a four-pitch walk. And the inning will continue for Viva Sencio.
Then
the Mets in the first inning scored what I call a bonus run. And the first two batters in the inning are retired. And you end up scoring anyways. Hernandez a single. Cuevas reaching on the air. Colin Houck a sharp RBI single. And try to do it again. Back-to-back strikeouts and now a walk. Viva Sencio takes a called strike. He, too, did not pull yesterday. Should be well-rested after the Monday off day. Yesterday, not in the game. Slider swung on and missed. Down and away. That looked like a Ernesto Mercedes pitch from yesterday. Down and away to the righties. Watts Brown delivers. Slider, it's fouled away. Got a piece of that one. Another pitch that was moving down and out of the zone. Gets enough to stay alive. Rosso back to first. Watts Brown set. The 0-2. Curveball. Battled foul again. Off towards the Mets' third base dugout. The Mets, by the way, in the orange jerseys tonight. Florida Mr. Met in the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back. They don't wear these that often. Watts Brown, the 0-2 again. The slider swung on and missed. Viva Sencio strikes out. Watts Brown strikes out the side in the second. Strands Perozzo at first. Mets still lead 1-0 halfway through the second on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Mets trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Snag a couple of wins before the month of May comes to a close. Off to a nice start tonight. 1-0 lead. Tucker Thoman will lead it off for Dunedin in the bottom of the second. He takes a curveball for a strike. Pitchers so far tonight look like they're on with the breaking stuff. Fastball foul tipped. Toman's behind 0-2. In that first inning, Joel Diaz threw 16 pitches, 13 strikes. Love to see it. 0-2 pitch, struck him out. Fastball at 94, blows it right by high across the letters. Last night when we did the math, it took Ernesto Mercedes and Saul Garcia 117 pitches to get through one out in the fifth inning. That's going to need more efficiency. Breaking ball just misses low to Edward Duran. Looking at Diaz, 19 pitches to get four outs tonight. That'll do. Beautiful changeup. Fades right over the middle of the plate. Taken for strike one. Diaz from the windup. Breaking ball is popped up right side. Doesn't look like there's enough room for Hernandez. It's in the stands. Not much foul ground here at TD Ballpark. The dugouts are nestled close up to the field of play. So with the stands. Foul balls that might be in play at other ballparks are out here. This ball is hit deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. That is a foul ball. Had the distance, 328 straight down the left field line, but it curled to the left in front of the pole. I'm not sure it didn't come within a foot or two of hitting the pole. Duran just misses what would have been his first home run of the season. Turned on it too fast. We might see some home runs here tonight. Yesterday, what, we had three? 1-2. Fastball right there. Called third strike. Duran will have a seat. Perfectly placed. Knee high on the black. So, Joel Diaz sits in the dugout. Sees Watts Brown strike out the first two batters of the top of the second. He said, I can do that too. Back-to-back strikeouts to start this inning. Three in a row now. Going back to Aponte. Alexis Hernandez hits one high and deep to left field. Mercado and Fañez going back. They look up. It's gone off the boardwalk. With one swing, Alexis Hernandez has homered to tie this game at one. Diaz had struck out three in a row, trying to get out of the inning 1-2-3. That will not happen. Hernandez goes deep for the third time this season.
Number 46, Daniel Perez.
Blue Jays have used the home run ball to their advantage this month. As this pitch misses for ball one to Daniel Perez, his first at bat of the series. Second pitch, a called strike, 1-1. Blue Jays have now homered in 14 of their last 16 games. Meanwhile, Mets pitchers have now allowed a home run in six straight games. Swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's 1-2. Breaking ball, strike three. Caught him looking. Good bounce back for Diaz. Shakes off the home run, strikes out another. His last four outs have come via strikeout. We're through two at TD Ballpark. It's a 1-1 game.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here,
Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Sure, why not? It's actually a good game, and it's a quick moving game. Been playing for
leading off the top of the third inning for the Mets.
About 25 minutes now, and it's in the third inning. Each team with a run and two hits. Dunedin has the lone error, which has played a factor in the Mets' run. Boston Barrett will lead off for the Mets in the third. Second time through the order against Watts Brown. First pitch nearly hits him. Changeup comes inside too far. Ball one. Mentioned the Mets are wearing their orange jerseys tonight. The alternates. Breaking ball low. Curveball for ball two. Mets are 1-9 in these jerseys. That one win did come on the road. Pitch sails to the backstop. Three balls and no strikes. Fastball 91. Watts Brown, one walk and four strikeouts through two innings. Pretty good job throwing strikes. 20-10. Gets back in the zone with this fastball at 91. Wind is blowing straight out today. And it's whipping. American flag, Canadian flag. Straight out as this ball is popped up left side. Long run for Hernandez. And he fights the wind and makes the catch. Nearly fell over. Caught it in fair ground. He nearly ran into foul territory, then had to lean back.
Designated
talked about
hitter,
it last night. Left field
Jesus
at this fire. Time of day. Extremely tough for the defenders to see. Whether you're at third base, shortstop, especially left field. This pitch for ball one to Baez. Baez struck out swinging in the first. Barrow now 0-2. Baez pops one up, end of the bat, out to left. Hernandez sees this, and he puts it away for a quick second out. He's caught both outs of the inning. Baez now 0-2. The inning will continue for Ronald Hernandez, looking for
now batting, number four,
another multi-hit
Hernandez.
Game. Brown first pitch, sawed off foul, strike one. Now this different, TD Ballpark different from Clover Park, shadows are coming from behind the home plate stands and the right field stands, not from the third base side. This ground ball is foul. You know, Clover Park, those first basemen this time of night have real trouble seeing the pickoff throws. That's not an issue here. Breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three. That was a quick third inning for Watts Brown. He's retired four straight since Houck hit the RBI single in the first inning. He's gotten everybody except the Perozo walk. Joel Diaz back to work in a 1-1 game on the other side of the break.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Joel Diaz, 29 pitches, 24 strikes through two innings. Begins this inning with a pitch high. Change up to Bryce Arnold, the nine-hitter. Did not play yesterday. Slider down and away. Didn't go, and on appeal, checked up. Two balls and no strikes. First batter that Joel has fallen behind since the first batter he faced. Pitches up high at 92, 3-0. Rio pitch. That one just does at the outside corner. Arnold, undrafted free agent, signed post-draft last year. 3-1 pitch, breaks in for a strike, high strike. Slider just does find its way over. Played collegiately at Campbell. Earned all Big South third team honors. His final season, Campbell. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three, and he knew it. Good rally by Joel Diaz from 3-0 to a strikeout. And wow, what a performance he's put together. He has struck out five of the last six batters. The only one he didn't strike out was a home run. That's why this game is tied at one. Dominated first time through the order. There's a curveball low for ball one. Five strikeouts first time through the order. That'll do. Look, a home run, a solo home run, usually won't beat you. So he's done a nice job shaking that off, as he should. When your stuff is good and you know it, it's all right. Here's a fly deep right field by Arias, and that one's gone. Riding the wind over the right field wall. Arias strikes, and it's 2-1 Blue Jays. One home run if you're Diaz, you shake off. Another home run, kind of get annoyed. And the wind is blowing straight out. That ball had to be helped. It was well struck, but off the bat, I didn't think it had the distance. So a couple of solo home runs has given Dunedin a lead. Vincent Perozzo in a discussion with Manuel Beltre. They each have a smile as the umpire Alan Bryan has to readjust his earpiece. That's why the pause. First pitch, a ball low. To Beltre, who popped out in the first. So Arias, a single and a home run tonight. Swing and a miss on the slider. So if you're Diaz, I mean, you're crisp tonight. You're getting a lot of strikeouts. But when you've missed, man, and the Blue Jays made you pay. Here's a ground ball foul. Seven batters, five strikeouts, and two solo home runs. I mean, that's literally all or nothing for Dunedin at the plate. I guess you got to tip your cap to him there. Hit the only mistake or two that Diaz makes out of the park. Ball fouled off the end of the bat. Change of 85. Now the pitch by Diaz that left the bat for a home run by Arias was a fastball at 93. Exit velo 101.5, 33 degree launch. Statcast did not pick up the distance. There's strike three right down the plate on a slider. Beltre was stepping across the plate as it hit the mitt. He knew it. Jeez. Now eight batters in a row that have either struck out or homered. And Peyton Williams back up. Williams a pop out last time, and he swings and misses for strike one. Left-handed here, he's a big dude. 6'6", 255 from Iowa. They grown big out in the farmland. Takes this changeup for strike two. Diaz trying to strike out three more in the inning. Pitch is too high. Struck out three in the second. Two more here in the third. Breaking ball, back foot, no good. Two balls, two strikes. By the way, the Hernandez homer that tied this game. Exit velo 100.2, hit at 413 feet on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. So it's the fastballs that the Blue Jays have rocked out of the park. 2-2 pitch, a ground ball hard on the ground, right to Villavicencio at second. Throws to first, and the inning is over. Williams retired. Four batters in the inning, two strikeouts, a ground out, and a home run. The Blue Jays have a 2-1 lead as we head to the middle innings at TD Ballpark.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets down 2-1. They had an early 1-0 lead. Didn't take long for the Blue Jays to tie it. They've homered in back-to-back innings with a 2-1 advantage. Cuevas takes a big cut and a miss on this Watts-Brown pitch. Watts-Brown starting to get it together here. Retired 6-7. This pitch is up high and for those via strikeouts. Cuevas reaching on the air in the first inning as Watts-Brown couldn't pick up a slow roller. Next batter, RBI single, Colin Houck. So Mets took advantage of that. They've seen it done against them many times. Good to be on the positive end of that. Cuevas fouls one right there at home plate. Slider. Two balls, two strikes. Watts Brown, the 2-2 pitch inside for ball three. Close pitch. ABS didn't like it. Full count, and Cuevas will use his timeout. Cuevas, a late addition to the lineup, straight up replacing Jeffrey Rosa in right field batting cleanup. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three. Punched out. He dropped the bat at home plate and was ready to take off the ankle guard and head down to first. But Alan Bryan calls him out.
Shortstop, number nine.
I don't know if Alan Bryan, the home plate umpire, is just has a flair for the dramatic, but some of these close strikeouts, he's not quick with the hook. And maybe it's just getting used to that earpiece telling him ball or strike. But we've seen it throughout the years. It's almost simultaneous. It's almost like you can see that he's waiting for it. A as this ball is popped foul by Houck. Houck was a first pitch attack single in the first inning, driving in Hernandez for the game's first run. It's in a 1-1 count now. This pitch is up high, two balls and a strike. And each pitcher, of course, has given up a couple of hits and a run at least. Diaz too, but they seem unaffected. They are working quickly. 2-1 pitch, Houck goes too far in the slider in the dirt away, swinging strike two. The way these pitchers are just getting the ball and going, you'd think they each had a no-hitter shutout going. Watts, Brown, and Diaz, no fear. He's getting the ball and dealing. 2-2 pitch, slider down and away. Houck will lay off this pitch. It's another full count. Watts, Brown set with 8 seconds left on the clock. Gets it away. Slider down and away. Ball four. So Houck swung at the first one, spits on the last two, and is rewarded with a free base. Down to first he goes. That's the Mets' first base runner since Perozo walked with two outs in the second.
Starling Mercado
comes up. He homered yesterday, 416 feet to center field. There's a fan right there where his home run landed yesterday. This pitch is outside. It landed right on a drink rail. Bounced out of the stadium. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, rounded foul into the dugout. It's a ball and a strike. And Mercado with that home run yesterday early in the game, tied Baez for the team lead. Four batters later, Baez homered to retake the solo lead. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. So two homers yesterday for the Mets. Blue Jays hit one. They had three that hit high off the wall for doubles. They have two home runs today. The ball is jumping at TD Ballpark early this week. 1-2 pitch, high for ball two. Small ballpark, wind gusting out consistently. Hitter-friendly conditions right now. 2-2 pitch, fastball blew it by him at 92 miles per hour. Starling Mercado strikes out for the second time. Watts Brown with his seventh strikeout.
Center fielder, number 22.
He came in with 43 strikeouts in 32 innings. Well, he is a strikeout guy. He's showing it tonight. Fanyas up, struck out on three straight fastballs last time. That won't be the case here as he takes ball one. Mets down 2-1, two outs in the fourth. Tying run on first in Houck. The changeup fades outside, two balls and no strikes. Houck showing no indications of trying to steal. Short lead. Fastball inside. Three balls and no strikes. Houck in the stolen base department has stolen four and thrown out three times. 3-0 pitch to Fanyas, and he will take strike one right down the pipe. He'd like to get that same pitch again. 3-1 pitch, he did not. It was a changeup down and in for ball four. So two walks and two strikeouts in this top of the fourth inning. Houck pushed up to second as the tying run. Vincent Perozo scheduled the hit. And the pitching coach, Corey Reardon, is making a visit to the mound. Feels like Watts Brown is almost going too fast. He's not using much of the pitch clock at all. He's consistently getting these pitches off with, you know, 7 seconds left when it's a 15-second clock, 10 seconds left when it's 18 seconds. You can appreciate the energy and the rhythm, keeping his defenders on their toes. At some point, maybe taking a deep breath would help him out. It's a quick visit, already back into the dugout. Even the mound visits are fast. Perozo walked in the second. pitches, a fastball, 4-1. So 3 walks and 7 strikeouts for Watts Brown. 60 pitches. I think the pitch count would be higher. One to Peroso, and he swings and misses, trying to homer. It's nothing at 2, and he will use the timeout. Well, the thing about it is several of his walks have been 4-pitch walks, and a handful of his strikeouts have been 3-pitch strikeouts, so it doesn't take long for either. Peroso back in, down in the count, nothing and 2. The pitch is fouled away. Strikeout, walk. In this inning, so the trend says strikeout. Can Peroso break that and tie this game up? Or perhaps give the Mets the lead with an extra base hit? 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball struck him out. It's in the dirt. Duran has to pick it up. Throws to first in time. Peroso is out. The inning is over. So the trend of strikeout, walk continued all the way through the inning. Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors. 2 stranded. Dunedin continues to hold a 2-1 lead. We are in the middle of the fourth inning. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Oh boy, just seeing this from the Mets game. They were down 3-0 against the Dodgers, came back, tied it, but the wheels fell off. Jorge Lopez ejected from the game by a third base umpire, and then he threw his glove into the stands after going back in the dugout. Tough times up there for the big team. Amazing how there's really no straight correlation between the big Mets and the St. Lucie Mets. So far removed 5 levels, but always amazed me over the years, not just this year, but leading how things go the big league level, or how things go here in single A. Like through osmosis. I don't get that same sense with Binghamton or Brooklyn or Syracuse. Those three clubs are all having really good years. Joel Diaz starts the bottom of the fourth with a slider, strike 1 to Aponte, and then a swing and a miss on a changeup. He's quickly had nothing in 2. Diaz, 47 pitches, 35 strikes entering this fourth inning. Pitches down and away. Struck out Aponte looking in the first. And 14 strikeouts in this game between the two teams. Weak ground ball off the side of the mound. It'll be backhanded by Villavicencio. Throws to first. Got him. What a great play by Villavicencio. Bang, bang at first base. Aponte called out. The fans will boo. Mets might be thankful there's no replay here. Talk about rain for Villavicencio. He went to the shortstop side of the second base bag and cut off Hauk. Might have been an easier play for Colin. That's going to do it for Joel Diaz. 50 pitches. 51. Ikari De La Cruz heading out to the mound. Again, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. Good-looking prospect, just 20 years old. Got to keep him healthy. So he's done after 50 pitches, 50 great pitches, a couple of solo home runs. And really, looking back on the replays, those were not bad pitches. Now, one of them wasn't even close to the strike zone. The other one was on the inside corner. A couple of good swings. Diaz gets fist bumps all around entering the dugout. He does well tonight in game number two off the injured list. Pitching change. We'll have the new pitcher for the Mets when we come back. One out, nobody on, home third. Correction, fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher for the Mets is the lefty reliever Gregory Lewis. Take over for Joel Diaz with nobody on base and one out in the fourth. His first pitch is wide to the lefty Tucker Thomann. So Diaz left him in a good spot. No runners to deal with. Being asked to get two outs instead of three. It's a 2-1 Dunedin lead. Next pitch is batted foul. Fastball at 94. Gregory Lewis, the lanky lefty. 6'3", 161 pounds. 21 years old from San Pedro in the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Slider in the dirt. A couple of games in the FCL with no runs. Five innings, three hits, three runs with St. Lucie. Six walks, three strikeouts. Would like to see that flipped. Fastball in there for a strike. It's 2-2. Thomann, no batting gloves. Didn't like it. Back in. I always give these guys in the FSO who play with no batting gloves a lot of credit. As humid and slippery as it is. Breaking ball, foul tip for strike three. Nice sweeping slider from Lewis. Fan Thomann.
Catcher, number 12, Edward.
Two down in the inning. Durand will bat. First pitch. Changeup swung on and missed for strike one. Lewis pitched twice last week against Clearwater. First time out, got the win. A couple of solid innings of relief. Pitched a 1-2-3 inning on Saturday. And a loss that he did not factor into. 1-1. Low for ball two. That rocky debut in Palm Beach were somehow held on to the lead. Mets ended up winning that game. So he's pitched in two of the Mets' wins in the last 20 games. There's a pop-up into shallow center. Villavicencio ranging back and brings down another. Kevin Villavicencio having an 8-plus game defensively. Two good catches in the outfield. One great play on the infield. It's a 1-2-3 inning between Diaz and Lewis. We're through four at TD Ballpark. Mets trail 2-1.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Blue Jays in the fifth. It's right-hander Aaron Munson. So two starters, electrifying, but out of the game relatively quickly. Joel Diaz, 3 1/3 for the Mets. Jerron Watts Brown, 4 innings for the Jays. It's a 2-1 Dunedin lead. At the plate for St. Lucie, Villavicencio has had a nice day defensively. At the plate, he has a strikeout, and he pops the first pitch from Munson straight back into the seats. He'll bounce off the concrete pathway and maybe upper reaches. Better crowd tonight than yesterday here at TD Ballpark. Still fairly light, but a hearty bunch. Munson, the 0-1. DeVicencio skies this deep into left center. Long run for Hernandez and Arias, and it's going to be Arias making the over-shoulder catch at the warning track. DeVicencio doesn't have many home runs in his career, but his first single-A home run actually came here in Dunedin in 2022.
Baseman, 10, Boston Farrell.
Wasn't that far off from his second. Back to the top in Barrow, who's 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly out. First pitch from Munson. Straight over the top, curveball, or strike one. Fastball missed low. Let's see, DeVicencio, his minor league career, 5 home runs. 2 last year, both with St. Lucie. 2 in 2022. 1 with the FCL team, 1 with St. Lucie. He had 1 in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. So came close. 2-1 pitch on Barrow. He's still looking for his first home run. Breaking ball, good pitch, slider for a strike. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. On Barrow with 1 out. Nobody on in the top of the fifth. 2-2 pitch outside. It's a full count. Munson is 22 years old from San Antonio. Drafted by Toronto in the 19th round last year out of Angelo State in Texas. Small D2 school. Payoff pitch tied him up for strike 3. A late swing. Error wasn't committed soon enough. Back-to-back outs for Munson here in the fifth inning. Jesus Baez will come up. Always a threat to tie the game with one swing. Mets have struck out 9 times now. 4 2/3. Breaking ball. Missed. Baez a strikeout and a flyout tonight. No strikeouts in the game for the Mets this year. 16. Ahead of that pace, and have to keep in mind that 16, that was in the 11 inning game. Attack on a couple more innings there. Baez takes this pitch, it's 2-0, and then the next pitch, he hits out to deep left field. Hernandez going back, he looks up, he jumps, and he brings it down. Outstanding play by Hernandez in left field. He takes away an extra base hit. A wry smile from Baez as he walks slowly back towards the dugout. was not going to be a home run. The walls are too high here to scale, but he was certainly going to hit his 12th double of the year. But he's robbed by Hernandez. Inning over. Let's go down 1-2-3. We're halfway home, 1 hour and 1 minute into play tonight. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
In the bottom of the fifth, Gregory Lewis, first pitch. High ball one to Alexis Hernandez. Hernandez having a big game. He tied the game in the second with the home run off of Joel Diaz. He just robbed Jesus Baez of a double, at least, to end the top half of this fifth inning. He takes the slider for a strike. Mets had a 1-0 lead in the first on a two-out RBI single by Colin Houck. Hernandez tied the game in the second, then Arias untied it in the third, each with the solo home run. That's where we stand. It's been a well-pitched game. As time is called. Dunedin won 9-6 yesterday, each team with 9 hits. High-scoring affair. Pitching has been much more crisp tonight. Two highly touted starters who are not long for the game. 2-1 pitch skips in. 3 balls and a strike. Home run from Hernandez in the second was his third of the season. It was the payoff pitch. Strike on the inside corner at 95. That one fly. So not walked a batter through the first four innings. That's nice. Lewis, payoff pitch. Line drive in the gap in right center field. Cuevas on the run. Has to play it on a bounce. Here comes the throw to second. And it's going to chase Hernandez back to first. Sharp base hit into the alleyway. A nice job, though, by Cuevas to cut it off. Could get by him.
Designated hitter, number 46, so, Daniel Perez.
Hernandez continues his nice night. Lead off hit. Drew Lewis, hey, 3 balls, 2 strikes, throw it over the plate. Maybe they hit it right to somebody. Lefty lefty matchup, strike one delivered to Daniel Perez. Fastball at 94. Was a long look right to the runner, throws home. Fastball too low at 95. Hernandez on first base. Well, he's stolen 13 times, only been caught once. Definitely worth keeping an eye on, and Lewis is going to chuck it over there. Hernandez walks back in without a tag. Ball with strike, nobody out. Amanda's good size lead. He's leaning, not running. Pitch is grounded to second. Villavicencio's going to go to second. That's dangerous, but he got him. Woo! Bang, bang play. That has gone awry for the Mets many times this season. But Villavicencio, that was right to the belt buckle. Colin Houck forcing out Hernandez. Perez is on first now. Well, you know, that's a pretty heady play by Villavicencio because, one, he's playing outstanding defense tonight, so he's feeling it. Two, you got rid of the faster runner and the lead runner. So that was a risky play, and it paid off. And Bryce Arnold at the plate now. He struck out looking in the third. There's a ball low. Well, it was risky because, you know, it's a tough play. It's a slow chopper. You got a longer throw than you would to first, and you got a fast runner. But what helped is Lewis, the previous play, tried the pickoff throw. A 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. And I noticed that when he delivered that pitch to Perez, Hernandez on first base was leaning back towards first base. So he got a slower start. If he's leaning towards second or gets an extra step, he's probably safe at second. It's the little things, the nuance there. Here's a ball batted foul, straight back right side. And it's 1-2 on Arnold. It's the game within the game. Meanwhile, Perez on first base. He has not stolen a base this year. His lead's about the same. And line drive out of play right side again. Lewis keeps throwing in there. Arnold content to play spoiler. 2-1 Blue Jays. One on, one out. Bottom of the fifth. It was the 1-2 pitch. Struck him out. Fastball at 95 miles per hour. Boy, the Mets bullpen. I know some arms have struggled in there, but between Lewis and Arnaud, those two especially, these are live arms. Extremely young and experienced, but man, their stuff when it's on certainly plays at a high level. Here's Victor Arias, lefty-lefty matchup, and a check-in on the runner at first. No tag by Hernandez. Perez dives back in safely. Arias and Hernandez, Alexis Hernandez, have been the offense today, each 2-for-2 with a single and a home run. That's all four hits for the Blue Jays. Pitch home, check swing, doesn't matter, it's a called strike, 94. Lewis slowly coming set, another look towards first at Perez. Pitch home, in the dirt, good smother by Perozzo. Vents a wild pitch. Mets have not made an error tonight. They have not walked a batter. They have not hit a batter. They have not thrown a wild pitch. There's not been a pass ball. Thus, they're right in the thick of the game, just down 2-1. One pitch, runner goes. Perozzo's throw to second is really good. The tag on the foot got him. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. Houck catches it and literally puts the tag right on the spikes of Perez. Caught stealing. Another good inning for the Mets on the mound and in the field. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on. Through five innings, the Blue Jays hold a 2-1 lead. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New inning, new pitcher for the Blue Jays.
Now batting for St. Lucie,
Eleander Alcalde. 20-year-old from Valencia, signed as an international free agent by Toronto in 2021. Will take over in the sixth inning, facing Ronald Hernandez. And his first pitch is up and away for ball one. Blue Jays lead 2-1. Mets got a run in the first. Solo homers for Alexis Hernandez, Victor Arias in the second and third for Dunedin. 1-0 pitch, a ground ball up the middle, and it's through. Ronald Hernandez has his second hit of the night. Clean single. And now he has four hits in the series. A couple of two-hit games in the first two. He's the tying run
fielder, number 19,
at first base.
Jairo Cuevas.
Jairo Cuevas will bat next. Aaron Munson, one perfect inning with one strikeout in relief of Watts Brown. Watts Brown, four innings, two hits, a run unearned off his own error. Three walks and eight strikeouts. Cuevas takes this pitch from Alcalde for ball one. Pitch is outside. You get the feeling with the way the Mets are playing tonight, mistake-free through five innings, that even though they're down, feels like if they continue to play this way, they're going to win, as Cuevas fouls it away. It's not like the Blue Jays are playing a bad game, by all means. I mean, their one mistake did cost them the one run they allowed. Watts Brown unable to pick up a Cuevas ground ball. He fell down for an error. He's got to run one batter later. Pitch is low. 3-1. Just the feel of this game. As in the Mets, despite losing right now, really they can pull this one out. Cuevas takes a strike, dropped the bat, thought it was ball four. He will use his timeout to avoid the pitch clock violation. Called a set with a 3-2. Hernandez is running. Pitches outside for ball four. Here come the Mets. Single and a walk to start the visiting sixth inning. First and second, nobody out. And Houck, who has not been retired yet, will come to the plate with a chance to tie this game.
Number nine, Colin Houck.
Well, called a appearing in his 13th game out of the bullpen for Dunedin. He has two saves. 1-1 record of 4.35 ERA. Spent all of last season with Dunedin. First pitch, breaking ball, a good one. Maybe a good one to hit. Taking for strike one. Last year, 6-8 in 23 games with 12 starts, 11 relief appearances. Now a full-time reliever. The breaking ball fouled away. Same exact pitch. And it's nothing and two on Houck. Out drove in Hernandez in the first inning. Took a walk in the fourth. Ended up getting stranded on second. called a set. 0-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit into left field. Hernandez gets the wave again. Alexis Hernandez comes up with the throw to third base. We're tied. Colin Houck having a big night. His second RBI hit. A laser beam single into left field brings home Ronald, and it's a 2-2 game. Cuevas up to second. And Cuevas, after being thrown out at third base to end the first inning, wisely stays at second. He didn't fall for the bait and try to race to third. Corey Reardon, pitching coach, out for another visit. Nobody out in the inning, and Mets have the go-ahead run on second base. Reardon, second visit, just like the first. Brisk, already back across the chalk line.
Left fielder number 35,
Starling Mercado, comes up. Each team with two runs and four hits. All called, they struggling here. And the Mets stay on the attack. First pitch, Mercado, dribbler foul. Went after that one. Slider 82. All called day. We'll step off. Catcher Duran called timeout. Shifting around back there uncomfortably. That counts as a disengagement. 0-1 pitch, and Mercado hits it sky high, left side of the infield. Infield fly rule is in effect. It's caught by Toman. Runners can advance at their own peril. They did not. Mercado gets way under one, drops to 0-3. And a big first out.
Center fielder,
we're all called
22, Willie Fañas.
Fañas looking for his first hit in this series. 0-5. Walked his last time up. Now would be as good a time as ever. Alcalde's pitch. Changeup stays high. Ball one. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners on first and second for the Mets in the top of the sixth inning. Change up, fades into the strike zone. One ball, one strike. By tying this game, the Mets have gotten Joel Diaz off the hook. Alcalde looks back to second. Pitch home, swing and a miss on the change up. Three straight changes to Fañas. It's one and two. Only saw three straight fastballs in the second inning. Three straight change ups. Here in the sixth. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Here's the changeup again. Nice block by Duran. All called, they set. 2-2. Swing and a miss on the pitch in the dirt. Fañas strikes out. Two down. And Perozzo back up. So a hot start to this inning for the Mets. Single, walk, single.
Catcher number
to tie
15,
the game.
Vincent
go-ahead runner
Perozzo.
On second base. No outs. Cuevas still out there. We're now with two outs. So Colbe's trying to settle in. Perozzo a walk and a strikeout tonight. First pitch, he waves at a changeup. Good fading action. Strike one. Mets now struck out 10 times tonight. Alcalde's pitch, swung on and missed another changeup. Right down the middle, but Hernandez, or rather Perozzo, a tad ahead of it. Dips right under the bat. He will use the timeout. A All call base set for the 0-2. Pitch is hit high and deep to right field by Perozzo. Aponte going back. He's going to make the catch in the middle of the warning track. Just off the end of the bat for Vincent Perozzo. Falling a few feet short of an extra base hit and a fewer short of a home run. Started off hot for the Mets. Three straight base runners in a tie game. And then they go down 1-2-3. Can't break through to take the lead. It's 2-2 midway through the sixth.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New ball game here in Dunedin. Could go either way, it feels like. Still like the Mets' chances. Would have liked them a lot better if they had really capitalized last inning. Don't know how many chances you're going to get. As this pitch is inside, ball 1-2. Victor Arias back to the plate. After that caught stealing of Perez ended the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch is too high. Gregory Lewis out for his second full inning. Came in for Joel Diaz with one out in the fourth. 2-0 pitch. Ooh, missed inside for ball three. Certainly don't want to walk the leadoff man right after tying this game. Rio pitch gets it over for a strike, and the Mets done quite well between Diaz and Lewis throwing strikes. No walks through five innings. Games like that are few and far between these days. 3-1 inside for ball four. There it is, first walk of the night. Comes at probably the most inopportune time. One of the more inopportune batters, Arias.
Shortstop.
He's on for a third time.
Manuel Beltre.
Manuel Beltre will bat. And that's when for the Mets, you're like, okay, we got the caught stealing to end the inning. That means the next inning, that lefty batter's leading off again. Here's a pitch that's inside for a wild pitch all the way to the backstop. And things that the Mets had not done through the first five innings tonight would have cost them all season. Rear their ugly head here in the sixth. A walk and a wild pitch. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, they basically dropped the go-ahead run on second base. And Perozzo is going to head out to the mound slowly. Lewis still standing on the rubber. This is not a coaching visit. Well, Beltre showed bunt. And then he got out of the way as it almost hit him. Went to the backstop, so the entire infield is now on the mound. Two separate discussions. You got pitcher, catcher, and Villavicencio, the second baseman, in a discussion. And Houck and Barrow kind of off to the side. They're having their own discussion. That's the left side of the infield. Hernandez was in there as well, maybe serving as a translator, but I think the Mets are expecting some sort of bunt play here from Beltre. Let's see how that strategy plays out, that mound visit. Now he's going to swing away, foul it off a pole, protective netting pole right on the corner of the dugout. Interesting, he showed bunt with the runner on first and no outs, but not with the runner on second and no outs. Pitch is fouled off again. Full swing. Won't be bunting now. Beltre a pop out and a strikeout looking. Both of those at-bats against Joel Diaz. Lewis set, 1-2 pitch, is lined into right field, tailing away, and that's going to land fair and bound in the corner. Arias is going to score. Beltre chugging into second base. He'll stop there. And the Blue Jays have gone back on top, 3-2. This game has taken a quick momentum shift. Mets have the time. Go ahead, run on second, no outs. Go down 1-2-3.
First baseman,
Blue Jays walk, wild pitch,
Pinkman,
double
Williams.
On top. Two batters into the sixth inning. So that's why Beltre didn't bunt. Here's Peyton Williams. And that walk to the leadoff lefty. That was tough. You can't do in a close game. Breaking ball too high to Williams. Big hulking lefty is 0 for 2 with the pop out and the ground out on rehab. This is a massive man in the box. Goodness. Bat looks like a toothpick. Cherry red bat. This pitch misses. It's 2-0. And now Lewis, who maybe just running out of steam. He's not throwing many strikes here. 7 pitches to lefty batters this inning. He's only throwing 1 strike. I hope that these would be the hitters he takes advantage of. This ball is cut on and fouled. There is movement in the Mets' bullpen. Alan Perdomo is throwing. Righty reliever from Santo Domingo getting loose in a hurry. Fought off foul. That one way in on the hands. Williams. The big cut. Just muster a foul. Fastball low at 94. It's a full count. Get the sense this is an important pitch coming for Gregory Lewis. Does not want to go walk, double walk. Here to start the sixth inning in a tight game. He's already surrendered the tie. In need of a first out. 3-2 pitch. Walked him. Just missed. Lewis can't believe it. A tad low. And Jordan Krause, pitching coach, heading out for a mound visit. Ponte, the next scheduled hitter. While this mound visit is ongoing, a reminder of what's to come. Here in the next couple of weeks, we will continue this series against Dunedin through Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all 6:30 games. Sunday, the noon getaway starts. Weather looks pretty good for the rest of the week. 25% chance of rain on Friday. Cross our fingers that at the good 75%. Next week, back at home against Clover Park. Hope you'll join us. If not, back on Valley Live. Section of the season where June we're going to flip flop. One week home, 1 week away. 1 week home, 1 week away. The two away weeks are going to be at Roger D. Chevrolet Stadium, so it's essentially a full month of working out of home. Two home series and two commuter trips. Aponte is at the plate, visits over. Aponte is struck out and grounded out. First pitch, a ground ball too short. Houck will throw to second. Villavicencio to first, not going to be in time. Great pick by Hernandez on the backhand. Saves a throwaway and a run. Beltre scampers down to third. Williams erased off the bases. Aponte settled with the fielder's choice. It's about as fast as the Mets could turn it. It was not a hard hit ball to Houck at short. So they're at the corners for Tucker Thoman, the lefty. Much needed first out on one pitch. Thoman 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts. The first batter Gregory Lewis faced when entering in the fourth. First pitch, swing and a miss. Stepped in the bucket, strike one. If Hernandez doesn't make that backhanded pick at first base, Beltre's scoring, and Aponte is going to second. So that was an important catch. 0-1. Fastball called for a strike on the corner, and it's nothing in two. Thoman hasn't looked very comfortable in the box tonight. Lewis in need of a strikeout to keep Beltre on third. Time called late. Fans want to balk, but time was called by Perozzo. Oh, they're going to call a balk. Here comes Yukari De La Cruz. Well, Perozzo yelled out time, time, time. And I guess it wasn't granted in time. So Yuki's going to come argue this. Beltre has scored. It's 4-2. That hurts. What came first, the balk call or Perozzo calling time? I thought he barked out time, time, time before Lewis started his motion. That's my opinion. And if that's the case, he should have been granted time. But apparently, the motion was already started. That's not going to win that argument. So the balk stands. And again, folks, hate to say it, but these are the things the Mets have done in this long stretch of losing. Two walks in this inning, a wild pitch, and a balk. They had not done it through the first five innings, and they were tied. They've done it here in the sixth inning and have coughed up two runs. Here comes the 0-2 to Thoman, and it's a strike three. It's strike three, yes. Home plate umpire just signaled strike. He didn't signal strike out, but it is strike three. It was a 0-2 count. So one pitch later, he gets the strikeout. The damage was done. Now Yukari De La Cruz is going to come out and make the pitching change. So Lewis got through the lefty Thoman. Now with the righty Duran up and a runner on second. A right-handed pitcher Perdomo is coming in. 4-2 Blue Jays. Pitching change for St. Lucie.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Perdomo, the Mets' third pitch of the night. Will inherit a two-out runner on second situation in the sixth. Mets down by two, their largest deficit of the night. Some misfires on their end this inning with two walks, a wild pitch, and a run-scoring balk. They played a really clean game through five innings. Not so much here in the sixth. Now can they limit it to two runs and still hang in this game? Duran has struck out and popped out. Domo, the tall righty from Santo Domingo, ready for his first pitch of the evening. Those highlighter color shoes. Gets a fly ball deep into center field, but Fania spots it and makes the catch, trailing onto the warning track. One pitch does the trick for Perdomo. Ends the inning. Two runs on just one hit. No errors and one stranded. Mets tied it in the top of the sixth. Blue Jays take the lead in the bottom half. We go to the seventh. It's a 4-2 Blue Jays lead on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
If the Mets have some late-game magic. Didn't take long to get late into this game. About an hour and a half of baseball here. A little longer. We're in the seventh inning. It'll be Villavicencio, Barrow, and Baez. And it will be a new pitcher. Blue Jays just keep trotting him out. It's Irv Carter. So the first four innings belong to Jerron Watts-Brown. Munson for the fifth. I'll call Dave for the sixth. Now Carter for the seventh, and he gets a swing and a miss on a changeup. Strike one to Villavicencio. He's looking for his first hit today. In the ninth spot, he has struck out and flown out. Slider swung on and missed. It's nothing and two. Both these pitches off the plate. Carter, righty, 6'4", 210 pounds, 21 years old from Freehold, New Jersey. Blue Jays pick 2021. 0-2. Slider off the plate. Fifth round from Cavalry Christian High School in Fort Lauderdale. It's produced a lot of good players over the years. A 1-2 pitch, slider. It's popped straight up, and that's going to head back and on the roof. Carter didn't pitch in 2021 after being drafted. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three, right at the knees. Vicencio can't pull the trigger. He's out number one. Carter pitched for the FCL team and Dunedin.
In 2022.
And he spent all 2023 in Dunedin, but only 37 innings. And he's spent all this year in Dunedin, so I'm sure he's anxious to get out of here. Get up to high A. That's Vancouver. Oh, Barrow hits this one deep left field. Hernandez on the run, makes the catch in the alleyway. Well struck by Boston Barrow. That's a loud out number two. He drops to 0-for-4 from the leadoff spot.
Now batting number 26, Jesus Baez.
Jesus Baez will come up 0-for-3. That's stuck on four hits. They've all come from two sources, Hernandez and Houck. Carter's first pitch slider. Check swing, went too far. Called right there at home plate by Alan Bryan. Irv Carter this season, 3-1 in 11 relief appearances, a 3.55 ERA. Slider, strike two. It's a good pitch. Carter trying to make fast work of the Mets in the seventh. Not yet. Is fouled off. Baez falls over the plate to get a piece. Blue Jays have just taken a two-run lead. Carter trying to pitch a lockdown inning in the seventh. And he does. The swing and a miss on the slider. Big cut by Baez, but it dips under his bat. Irv Carter, an excellent seventh inning, sends us to the stretch. Blue Jays lead by two. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke, you know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Oh, he missed the OK Blue Jays song. I'll bring that back tomorrow.
Seventh inning for the Blue Jays, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
Alan Perdomo gets a clean slate here in the seventh inning. It's twilight here, maybe not even, in Dunedin, Florida, TD Ballpark. Beautiful night. The breeze, it doesn't even feel that hot right now. Alexis Hernandez, big game takes a breaking ball for a strike. He has homered, singled, and made a jumping catch at the wall. Batting for the third time, he's the number seven hitter in the order. Perdomo throws one outside. Perdomo got a one pitch out in the sixth inning, stranding an inherited runner at second base. This is his 11th relief appearance for St. Lucie. He's 2-0 with a 7.71 ERA. Does have a save. One pitch. Breaking ball is hacked on and grounded to Bear at third base. His first chance, and he makes the play. Low throw, but dug out by Hernandez. A third baseman, and you're already in the seventh inning, and you haven't got a ball yet. On the ground, and caught a pop-up earlier. One away. Perez will come up. He's 0-2. Perdomo had that game last week against Clearwater. He came in too early into the game. Mets pitchers before him didn't pitch very effectively or long. So he has to come in. And he was electric through the first inning and a third. And he basically found out that that might be his tops. Because the next inning, he got lit up for six runs against the Threshers. He's not had a great month of May. 1-0 pitch is hit hard. Diving stop at short by Houck. The throw is perfect. Oh, Colin Houck. Outstanding play. Diving to his right on that scalded ball. Gloves it on his belly. Pushes himself up. Throws to first. Perez is retired. That's the play of the season defensively for Colin Houck. That ball was absolutely torched. It did not get by him. Bryce Arnold at the plate takes a curveball. Ball one. Check the exit velocity on that ground ball. Had to be over 100 miles an hour. Breaking ball hits the corner. Houck having a big game. Two hits, a walk, two RBIs. That play defensively would be his best all-around game of the season. 1-1 pitch, a ground ball to Houck. He's charging. He's gloving. The throw, good enough. Hernandez had to reach up high, but he reins it in. And it's a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. See if that can spark the Mets on offense. We go to the eighth. It's still 4-2 Blue Jays. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Leading off the top of the eighth inning for St. Lucie, number four, Ronald Hernandez.
Mets batting in the eighth inning. This might be their last best chance to come back and win this game. Snap a six-game losing streak. They're down 4-2 And they'll have their two hottest hitters tonight at the plate, starting with Ronald Hernandez. Irv Carter continues to pitch. He throws a changeup a tad high for ball one. Carter, a great debut inning in the seventh inning. 1-2-3 with two strikeouts on just 11 pitches. Nine strikes. The 1-0, a broken bat flare into shallow right field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. It clears Arnold, and Ronald Hernandez has a three-hit game. Cost him a bat, which is sawed off in half. Being held by Jeremy Colonna, the first base coach.
Right fielder, number 19, Joe Hyro.
I'm sure Ronald will happily exchange that bat for the hit. So he's 3-for-4. Cuevas is next, and then Hauk after that. Cuevas has reached twice on an error and a walk. Of course, Hauk a couple of hits and a walk behind him. And there's been nothing from anybody else for the Mets in this game. Here's a pitch that hits Cuevas. A hard slider, 87, right on the thigh above the knee. And he will go down to first base. This is exactly how the sixth inning started for the Mets. Hernandez up, single. And then Cuevas got a single or a walk. This time he gets hit. Mets ended up getting a run that inning to tie the game. And here is the man of the hour, Colin Hauk.
Shortstop, number 9. Colin
RBI
Hauk.
Single in the first to give the Mets the lead. RBI in the sixth to tie the game. Just made that outstanding defensive play last half inning. And he's feeling it right now. Can he come up with a big hit to give the Mets the lead? Or tie the game? First pitch, he'll take a changeup for a strike. Have to be a home run for the lead. Wind is still really whipping out to center, though. Fly ball by Hauk, deep right field, chasing back is Aponte. He jumps, he missed it. Cuevas is running, so is Hernandez. They're both being waved in. Hernandez coming to the plate. Hernandez is going to be out by a mile. No runs for the Mets. Out number one, Ronald Hernandez. Not sure what was happening with him on the bases. Cuevas was almost running him down. Well, Joe Hyro got a great look at it. But Hernandez apparently was stopped and watching to see if that ball would be caught by Aponte. I can understand it was fairly close. But on a wall ball, double, Hernandez has got to be scoring from second base. Well, Cuevas is at third, but he's not the tying run. That's Hauk at second. Colin Hauk adding a double to his night. Opposite field. It was a great relay by the Blue Jays, Aponte to Arnold to Duran. We've had a mound visit with Corey Reardon, the pitching coach's third visit of the inning. All three Mets have reached. So it's second and third with one out. Mercado at the plate. 0-for-3. Oh, correction. Kellum Clark is going to pinch hit. Mercado had been 0-for-3. Kellum Clark grabs a bat, first pitch, and he will ground one foul. Clark picked up his first hit of his season yesterday, a triple into the corner. Mets usually don't pinch hit. I'm not sure what happened with Mercado. Got a little banged up. Clark swings and misses at the changeup. And it's nothing to two. Mets down two runs, tying run at second base with one out. Clark fouls one off. Back to the play, the relay at the plate. Hernandez, definitely, you got to score from second on a ball off the wall. You got to score. Yukari De La Cruz had to send him because if he didn't send him, the Mets would have had two runners at third base because Cuevas was about 5 feet behind him. Forced to do it. 0-2 pitch inside. Two. Clark socks this into center field. It's falling fast. It's down for a base hit. Hauk is going to be waved home. Cuevas already scores. Here's the throw to get Hauk. He slides in. He's safe. And the Mets have tied the game. Kellum Clark, a pinch hit. Two strikes single. Brings home Cuevas and Hauk. And it's 4-4.
Center fielder.
What a moment for Kellum Clark. Just a soft poke into center field. Drops in front of Arias. Cuevas, he was actually holding at third base. Jogged in, and Hauk, boy, he got a great read. Oh, Clark stealing second base. Nobody's covering. They've called the balk instead. Nobody's paying attention, and Kellum Clark rushes up to second base. And about halfway there, Carter makes the illegal move, and Clark can ease in with a balk. Fañas at the plate, the chance to give the Mets the lead. And he will take strike one. The Mets have tied it here in the eighth inning. Pitch is outside. Single hit batter, double single in this inning against Carter, who mowed through the Mets like a hot knife through butter with two strikeouts and a lineout on 11 pitches last inning. Fañas pops one up into shallow left field. The third baseman, Toman, he's going to give way to the shortstop, Beltre. That's out number two. The Mets, they'll tell you, they should have the lead. Runner thrown out at home plate this inning. And now Peroso will come up. This will be the third straight at-bat for Peroso with a runner at second base. First time it was the tying run. Last time the go-ahead run. This time the go-ahead run again. Can he break through? First pitch, broken bat pop-up. Catcher Duran searching for it. And he makes the catch. Well, a range of emotions there. Mets have a runner thrown at home plate, but then they get a two-run single to tie the game. Great one developing here at TD Ballpark. 4-4, mid-8.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, this has been an interesting game. The Mets played an extremely clean game through the first five innings, but they were trailing. They have not played a very clean game since, but now they're tied. You go back to the two runs by Dunedin in the bottom of the sixth to take the lead. There was a couple of walks. There was a wild pitch, a balk. And then you go back to the top of this eighth inning. Ronald Hernandez, a base running blunder. Couldn't score from second on a double. But all told, the Mets are right there in it. Again, it's, you know, these young guys across the board, it's tough. It's really tough to play a clean game for nine straight innings. I give him a lot of credit for the positivity on a daily basis and for hanging in there on basically a nightly basis. And they've done that again today. They get a high grade for that. And now let's see if they can pull off this comeback. Alan Perdomo, he's retired all four batters since entering this game. And he delivers strike one to Victor Arias. Arias has not been retired today from the leadoff spot. He has singled, homered, and walked. He has scored twice. And he socks this one into center field. Long run for Fañas. He's going to get there. Deep out in left center field. Momentum takes him onto the track. And for the first time, Arias is out tonight.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
Manuel Beltre at the plate. One for three with an RBI double. Go back to yesterday. Really good relief appearances by Arnaud and Gomez. They combined to retire 11 of the last 12 batters. Unfortunately for the Mets, the deficit was too great to overcome. As this pitch comes up high. And except for that bumpy sixth inning by Lewis, Joel Diaz, a couple of solo home runs on not bad pitches, and Perdomo's done really well. 1-0. Slider away. Two balls and no strikes on Beltre. Perdomo coming set, has to walk to the pitch clock. One gets it off. Slider down. Check swing. Asked for by Perozzo. No swing. Says Will Pascal, base umpire. Game's tied at four. One out, nobody on in the home eighth inning. Perdomo throws one too high. A four-pitch walk. Beltre, a go-ahead run. Down to first. I will say this about the Blue Jays. Every time the Mets have done something, basically in this series, not just tonight, but in the series, all two games of it, they've counterpunched. They were trying to do it again. First pitch to the rehabbing Peyton Williams is a ball outside. That's five in a row missed by Perdomo. And again, inning in the third perfect. Looks a lot like the last outing he had. And then it was after that that snowballed on him. He misses here. That's six straight balls. Find it pretty fast. Pitch. Oh, that's no good either. 3-0. And Mets bullpen going to get up and moving. Nomo an inning and two-thirds perfect. But now a walk and a 3-0 count. 3-0. And that's going to be high ball four, eight straight balls. It's just like Perdomo just hits this wall two games in a row now. Cruising. And once he gets beyond that fourth, fifth out, trouble. Jordan Krause, pitching coach, coming out. So this is how the Mets got in trouble in the sixth inning. Lewis walked two. The Mets had walked none through the first five. And now they've walked four batters in the last three innings. Playing with fire. Juanjel Aponte scheduled to bat next. He's 0 for 3. Krause basically going to the mound, saying a word, and taking a left turn back to the dugout. That's a lot of fastballs missed. I wonder if Gilmo doesn't try something different. Slider, curve. See if he can establish a first pitch strike. And for Aponte, you got to make Perdomo throw you a strike, right? Can't swing at a first pitch after eight straight balls, can you? And he doesn't. It's a fastball for strike one, well placed at 94. Knee high on the corner. Perdomo set, 0-1. Ground ball foul up the third base side. Nothing and two. Fastball up to 95. Amons throwing in the bullpen. Let's like to use him late. Love to hand it to him in the ninth with the lead. First got to get through the eighth with the game tied. 0-2 pitch, a slider outside. Not competitive enough for Ponte to think about a swing. Perdomo, the 1-2, breaking ball fouled straight back. A late swing by Aponte. It's enough. 4-4 ball game, 2-1, 1-out, bottom of the 8th inning. Clock winding down, Perdomo set with 3 on the shot clock. Gets it off. Fastball drilled out of play, right side, foul. That's scored a run in the first. Blue Jays solo homers in the second and third. That's tied the game in the sixth. Blue Jays bottom half go back in front by 2. That's tied the game in the eighth. Blue Jays trying to untie it again. And a fun ball game. Double steal. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 2 down. Beltre takes third. Williams actually stayed put at first. But Aponte is the second out of the inning. So much attention for Perdomo, focused on the hitter. Beltre snuck down to third base. So they're at the corners. Yukari De La Cruz coming out to the mound. It'll be a pitching change. Yuki playing the matchups. Amon's the lefty. He's going to get to face the lefty Toman. We'll see if Jose Mayorga, the Blue Jays manager, brings in a right-handed bat.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Now looking down the field, it appears Tucker Toman, the lefty, top 30 Blue Jays prospect, is going to stay in and hit against the lefty Amons. It's been a brutal day for Tucker Toman. He has struck out 3 times. Once against the left Diaz, and now he gets the lefty Amons. Go-ahead run on third base, 2 outs. First pitch, inside, ball 1. Well, you know by now, go-ahead run on third and Beltre. No walks, or no pass balls, no wild pitches, no balks. It's got to be hit the mitt for Amons. First pitch, a ball. Next pitch, down and away, 2-0. You have the right-hander Duran on deck. A walk would load the bases, not bring in a run, but that would nullify the matchup advantage for the Mets, as Amons has to tie his shoe, left shoe. Shoe is tied. Aim and set. 2-0 pitch coming to Toman. And he fouls it off his foot. Oh, no, he's down. He is down and cradling himself in the fetal position. Well, he fouled that ball off hard, and then he twisted himself into a knot and tumbled down. He grimacing badly on his side. Manager Mayorga's coming in to check in on him. Luke Green, the trainer, is right there squatting by the batter's box. That was a ugly, ugly foul off the leg. One that I'm not so sure is going to allow him to come back. And they're checking that left shin. I don't see an ankle pad on it. That was an ugly looking foul off. Not your typical off the toe, off the guard, ankle guard. That was more up the leg. And the way he spun around, and he's just now getting to his feet. I don't think I've ever seen a player swing, foul it off himself, spin around like that, and then basically curl up into a ball in pain. Trying to walk on it very gingerly with some assistance. I don't think he's going to be able to continue. He's kind of walking up the first base line. And everybody is just holding their breath here. Meanwhile, Amon's waiting on the mound. Peroso went out to talk to him. And there's a discussion going on. I think I said left foot, it's right foot. That front foot, that front shin. Very gingerly tapping his toes on the dirt, rolling that ankle, pushing up on the balls of his feet, and he's going to ask for the bat and stay in there. He's got to walk it out, though, and Amons will get a warm-up pitch or two. That was strike one. 2-1 on Toman, and now, if he puts the ball in play, how compromised would he be running down to first base? Back in the box, he walked back in without a limp. The fans will applaud. Amons delivers the 2-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball. Oh, it gets away from Peroso. Here comes the runner. He scores. Beltre in for the lead as Amons and Peroso can't connect. Another ball to the backstop. And it's 5-4 Blue Jays. It's happened again. Another wild pitch slash pass ball to bring in a tying or go-ahead run late in the game. This time it's the go-ahead run. Peyton Williams up to second on the pitch as well. 2-2 on Toman, who strikes out on the very next pitch. Throw down to first by Peroso, inning over, but it comes too late. Two walks, a stolen base, and a wild pitch have provided the Blue Jays with the lead. They've scored their last two runs on a wild pitch and a balk. Mets are down to their last three run outs when we return.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades, in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Let's take a look at the replay between innings. 100% pass ball. And Pizzaprozzo's got to catch that. It was a strike. It was a strike in the strike zone. Looked like he just took his eye off of it. Hit off his glove. Hit a little bit on the ground behind him and went to the backstop. Not Ryan Amon's fault at all. Pitch was right there. Just didn't reach enough for it. And the Mets, of course, they have almost twice as many pass balls as the next most team in the Florida State League. That was about as bad as time as any for a pass ball. So now the Mets, can they shake that off? It's Villavicencio, Barrow, and Baez. They are combined 0-for-11 tonight. New pitcher is Kiner Leon, and he throws strike one to Villavicencio, who struck out twice and has flown out. There's a pitch for a strike. Nothing and two. Can the Mets get this to Ronald Hernandez, possibly Colin Houck? Hernandez would be the fourth hitter of the inning. Houck the sixth. That's the offense tonight. Those two have combined for six of the seven Mets hits. 0-2 pitch struck him out on a slider. Villavicencio 0-for-4 against four different pitchers. Back to the top in Barrow. Unlucky lineout last time up.
Boston Barrow.
Barrow at the dish. First pitch from Leon. Breaking ball inside. Pitch low for ball two. Pass ball by Perozzo. That's the Mets' 25th pass ball of the year. Next most in the Florida State League is 12, Jupiter. More than double. Next most in single A is 13, Fayetteville, Rancho Cucamonga. Got to tighten that up. Breaking ball. High ball four. Barrow takes a walk. Here's the tying run down to first. And Baez, with his great power,
will
bat as the go-ahead run.
Jesus Baez.
And he send one into orbit like he did yesterday. Leon's first pitch, swing and a miss on the slider. By the way, all that cheering you hear in Spanish, that's the Mets dugout. They believe. They seem here's a pickoff safe. Barrow somehow gets back. And there's not a peep coming from that Dunedin dugout. The way the Mets are all on the top step cheering each other on, you would not think this is a team that's 2-20 in its last 22 games. A pitch is outside. Great stop by Duran. Sliding on his knees to backpick that. Baez, two strikeouts and two flyouts to left tonight. Play on the 1-1. Breaking ball popped up overhead and out of play. 1-2. Back and forth game here in Dunedin tonight. Coming down to the wire. 1-2 pitch, and Baez fouls this straight back off the top of the net. Fastball at 92. Leon, the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Duran forward. How did that not go to the backstop? Agonizingly close to a wild pitch to get Barrow into scoring position. Leon appearing in his 17th game, going for his third save. 2-2 pitch, and Baez hits this to the left center field gap. That is going to get down. Barrow had to wait to see if it would be caught. Stops at second. Now Baez stings one to center field. And that's another Mets base runner who did not get a good read. That was not going to be caught. Barrow had to hold halfway between first and second, unsure. Should probably be at third base as the tying run. But Baez picks up his first hit of the night. And it does get this game to Ronald Hernandez, who has three hits. First pitch, a broken back ground ball up the first base side. It's going to hit the bag, and it gets away from the first baseman, and everybody's safe. It hit the bag. Williams couldn't meet it before the bag. He waded over the back of it, hit the bag, and went over his glove. Hernandez will get an infield single, and the Mets have loaded the bases with one out in the ninth. Oh, they got a break for once. And for Peyton Williams at first base, that is a terrible play. You've got to come get that ball. You got to get that ball and step on first. He waits. And you can see the fan yelling out, that's an error, that's an error. That's not an error. It hit the base, but it's a mental error by Williams not to field that ball in front of the bag. All he's got to do is pick it up and step on first. He just sat back and waited for it. And now Cuevas will hit as the Mets have put the tying run at third base and the go-ahead run at second. Here with one out in the top of the ninth. Cuevas 0 for 2. When he's reached on an error, a walk, and a hit by pitch. And you got the scorching hot Colin Houck on deck. First pitch taken for strike one. So if you're Cuevas, get a hit. Get a fly ball. Do not hit into a double play. Get this game to Houck if possible. He fouls one away and it's strike two. And you're looking for a hit or a productive out. But Colin Houck's got to bat in this inning. Leon, the 0-2 pitch. He struck him out on three pitches. And now it comes down to this. Bases loaded. Two outs. Mets down a run in the ninth. And it's Colin Houck at the plate. He has three hits tonight. He takes a deep breath as he enters the batter's box. You gotta love it. It should come down to this. First pitch breaking ball. Strike one. Inside corner. Leon, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on the slider outside. And Houck will now have to dig deep. He will use the timeout. Be wary of that slider outside again. Leon can throw whatever he'd like here. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, it gets away to the backstop. Here comes the time run. Barrow scores. And it's 5-5. He did go to the slider, but it was so far outside that Duran couldn't save it. The Mets, down to their last strike, have tied this game. And now Baez, the go-ahead run at third base, and the insurance run, and Hernandez at second. The 1-2 pitch. Houck pops it up foul. That will get out of play. The shoe's on the other foot. Mets have done that many times this season. And twice tonight. 1-2 pitch. Houck swings and misses. Way out of the zone. And the inning is over. Three strikeouts for Leon. But a walk, a couple of singles, and a wild pitch will force play on here in Dunedin. 5-5 heading to the bottom of the ninth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, Larry Larson, the Dunedin broadcaster, poked his head in between innings and said, "Wow, what a game. What's going on out there?" I said, "Oh, this happens all the time. This is a daily occurrence with these tight games, teams giving up runs that they definitely should not be giving up. This is routine." Man, Mets might not have a very good record, losing a lot of games, but by and large, games are exciting. Here we are in the ninth inning. Ryan Amon's trying to get it to the 10th. Edward Duran is the batter, and he will swing at a pitch over his head for strike one. The last three runs in this game have scored on a balk, a pass ball, and a wild pitch. That is how we've got to the ninth inning. Both teams will tell you they should be leading right now. Ball is fouled away. Mets probably think they should be up at least one, maybe two. Given the way they gave up the tie on the balk and the pass ball. It even feels like it should already be back in the clubhouse. Through a two-out, two-strike wild pitch with the game about to come to an end. And Perozzo is going to rush out to the mound on a visit and save Amon's from a pitch clock violation. Pitch clock down to one. Amon's can't step off and reset it with the bases empty. So it's up to Perozzo to go for a mound visit, which I don't think the Mets have a ton left. That was the fifth. I got two remaining. But seeing as this is the ninth inning, and I think you get an extra innings, it would not play a factor. Duran is struck out, popped out, and flown out. Amon's the 0-2. Breaking ball. Ooh, no good. High. Perozzo is getting up to throw it down to third. Amon's kind of shrugged his shoulders. Where was that? Talk to the computer. A 1-2 pitch. That one just missed. With the way that Alan Bryan has relayed strike threes tonight, you have to hold your breath for an extra pause. See if he's going to ring these guys up. It's 2-2. Amon's pitch right in there for strike three, no doubt there. Last three Blue Jay batters have now struck out. Perdomo, by the way, went two innings, no hits, one run. It was unearned on the pass ball, two walks and a strikeout. Here's Alexis Hernandez, homered back in the second. Singled in the fifth, finally out in the seventh. First pitch, breaking ball low. Mets, if they got this game to the 10th, we have Clark, Fanyas, and Perozzo to hit. Houck starting on second base. Swing and a miss, big cut, home run cut. by Hernandez. Wind is the same as it was when the sun was up, blowing straight out to center. Two home runs from the Blue Jays within the first three innings. No home runs for anybody since. One, one, fouled straight back. Hard fastball. And it's one and two. Mets have been in these situations on the road many times this year, and it has not gone well. But today is another day and another opportunity. Can they pull one out of the fire? First, Amons has to get this game two extras. 1-2, and that one's bloop foul. Hernandez, does he have room? He leaps, and he can't make the catch, and he hits the netting hard, and he is down in pain. And he will push himself up. Adam Devery, Yukari De La Cruz running out immediately. And Hernandez appears to be limping it off. Well, that's kind of a Ronald Hernandez specialty, the leaps into the nets. And he's done it as the catcher a few times in the last couple of weeks. This time, he goes down the first base side, leaps into that padded wall, hits the net, and took an awkward tumble. I think he's going to be okay. He was not that far off from making the catch. It was just over his head. It was in play on the field side. Just couldn't quite reach up high enough. But just like earlier in the game when Toman took that bad foul ball off of his leg, looked ugly, he was able to stay in, and Hernandez will do the same. Looked bad, but he's going to come out okay. Dev, Yuki will make their way back into the dugout. Amons joined everybody down the right field side. Make sure that Hernandez was okay. One, two count. Everybody reset. Amons the pitch. Inside. And had Hernandez jumping across the plate. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt again. That's a full count. That one caught a good piece of Perozzo. Rotate that left wrist, glove wrist. Amons coming set for the 3-2 pitch to Hernandez. And it's grounded left side through for a base hit. Splits Barrow and Houck right out to Kellum Clark in left field. It's a single and a three-hit game for Alexis Hernandez. And he is the winning run at first base. Amons got ahead of him 1-2. Couldn't finish him. Made him swing the bat. Beats walking him. Daniel Perez will bat. 0 for 3. 8 and 9 hitters here. By an 0 for 6. And then you get back to the top in Arias. You don't want to face him this inning. That would mean winning run is in scoring position. Amons' first pitch low for ball one. Does have the lefty-lefty matchup here. Game is tied at 5. One out, one on, bottom of the ninth. Amons looks over to first, pitch home. Misses low, two balls and no strikes. Amons shaking out the left arm. Last pitched on Sunday. We got a couple of days off. Pitch comes home, and it's a ground ball. The first over Hernandez's head and fair. Alexis Hernandez is rounding second. He's going to third. He's being waved in. Here comes the relay throw by Villavicencio. Not in time. The Blue Jays win. Daniel Perez, a game-winning triple. And the Mets are walked off on the road one more time. Ronald Hernandez holding on Alexis Hernandez at first base. High chopper over his head, way down in the corner, an impossibly long run for Cuevas. By the time he digs it out, throws to Villavicencio. Villavicencio's good throw home. It was all too late as Hernandez rounded the bases. The Blue Jays celebrate with Perez out there at third base. Lights flashing here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays win 6-5 on a walk-off. Mets have now been walked off 8 times on the road. And they had to watch the celebration just a few feet away, right in front of their dugout at third base.
The final score of tonight's game.
The Mets have lost
the Blue Jays
again for the 7th straight time
and
for the 21st time in 23 games. This one, one of the more painful.
The winning pitcher is Kiner Leon.
They had a chance.
They're
late. Too many runs given up on the balk, the pass ball, walking guys, things they didn't do in the first 5 innings. They did late, could not overcome.
Your Blue Jays continue their series.
Blue Jays do, though. Ammons Main will swing the bat.
With a 6:30 p.m.
Hernandez got the single. Perez, a good bounce over the head of Hernandez for the winning hit. 6-5 the final, winning pitcher Kiner Leon, losing pitcher Ryan Ammons. Mets now 14-33 on the season, Dunedin back above 500 at 24-23. They've won the first 2 games here this week at TD Ballpark. Take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the post-game show.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, folks, here we are again. Fortunately, it's a repeatable story. Mets in the game, on the road, have a chance and a close one, but just watching the other team make the plays as the Mets now drop to 4-21 in May. By the way, have to win the last 2 games of May to avoid having the worst record for a single month in the history of the franchise. Mets on the road now 5-21, and again on the walk-offs. You would think it would flip at some point, that the law of averages would tell you that the Mets will win one of these close road games. They're 0-8. You go back to that first road trip in Jupiter, second road game period this year, they were down 1-0 in the ninth, scored 4 runs in the top of the ninth, came back to stun the Hammerheads, and that's basically been it. They've seen it go the other way every single road game that's been close since. And those games in Bradenton, where Bradenton won three walk-offs in the 6 days. They had a one-out, two-run homer for Palm Beach to win 2-1 in the ninth inning. Down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, you had the Mets leading four games in the ninth inning out of six in Daytona, but only winning two of those. I mean, there's so many games right there for the taking, and they just always seem to go the other way. Let's take a look at the scoring summary in this 6-5 ball game. Mets got off to a good start in the first inning. First two batters were tired, but they still managed to run as Hernandez singled. Cuevas reached on a bad error by the starter, Watts Brown, and then Houck singled into center field to bring home Hernandez. Right there, you're thinking, well, that's something that usually happens to the Mets, but this time it happens the fun way, and the Mets get the run out of it. Alexis Hernandez hit a solo homer on a ball almost eye-high off of Joel Diaz in the second. Victor Arias hits a ball in the inside corner for a home run in the third inning. Those are just two ridiculous swings and some tough breaks for Diaz right there. Other than those two solo home runs, he pitched extremely well. There was an eight-batter stretch for Dunedin with six strikeouts and two solo homers against Diaz. It was 2-1 Dunedin through five innings, and then in the Mets' top of the sixth, Ronald Hernandez singled, Cuevas walked, Houck singled to bring home Hernandez again. That made it 2-2. Mets had first and second, no outs, a chance to break the tie, but the next three batters retired in order by Alcalde. And then the Mets were wobbly in the sixth inning with Lewis on the mound. He walked the first batter, Arias, then threw a wild pitch. Then Beltre hit an RBI double. Then Peyton Williams walked. Beltre ended up stealing third base in the sequence. And then Beltre scored on a balk. So you had two walks, a wild pitch, a stolen base, and a balk in that inning, all leading to two crucial runs. But the Mets, undeterred, tied the game in the eighth. Hernandez led off with a single. Cuevas was then hit by a pitch. First and second, no outs. Colin Houck hits a double. Hernandez, for some reason, didn't get a good look. Didn't score from second, was thrown out at the plate. Next batter, Kellum Clark, hits a two-run single. That brings home Cuevas and Houck to tie the game. But the Mets probably should have had the lead. It was 4-4. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Beltre walks, goes to second on another walk, steals third, and scores on a passed ball with two outs. That gave Dunedin the lead. That was a real crusher right there. The Mets went to Amons with a lefty-lefty matchup, but they did not account for a passed ball. But the Mets in the ninth, Boston Barrow gets a leadoff walk. Baez then singles. Barrow goes to second. Hernandez gets a fortunate break as he grounds one off the first base bag. Williams didn't beat it to the bag, so it goes over his mitt. The Mets load the bases. Cuevas then strikes out, and then we had the duel. Mets down one. Bases loaded. Two outs. Houck at the plate and not been retired. Got behind in the count 0-2. But then Leon threw one to the backstop, and Barrow scored. That kind of got Houck a little bit off the hook as the tying run was in. Next pitch, Houck strikes out swinging, but the Mets at least forced the game to continue, but it did not continue very long. Duran struck out looking. Alexis Hernandez came up. He fell behind 1-2. Then Amons threw a couple of balls. It was a 3-2 count. Amons had to bring it. Hernandez had been swinging a good bat, already had two hits, singled into left fields. And then you just got a bad break. Daniel Perez, the left-handed batter, grounds one to first base, but because Ronald Hernandez is holding on the runner at first, it bounces way over his head, where if he had been playing back with the bases empty, that's an easy out. Instead, it's over his head, and as we found out yesterday with Kellum Clark, there's just so much space to cover down there in the right field corner. The ball was slowly rolling out there by the time Cuevas gets to it, relays it to Villavicencio. Kevin's throw home was good, but Hernandez had already slid in safely feet first before there was even a thought of a tag applied, and that was it. The game was over just like that on a single and a triple. So that's the scoring summary. A lot of what could have been right there. Box score starting with the line score, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Mets. 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Blue Jays. So the Mets in their last 3 games have scored a total of 15 runs and 28 hits, but do not have a win to show for that offense. Hitters in the game, well, Hernandez 4 for 5. This guy likes hitting on the road. 2 multi-hit games, he's now hitting .287 on the year. Hauk had maybe his best all-around game. 3 for 4 with the double, a run, 2 RBIs, plus a walk. And he had a diving stop out there at shortstop. Other hits for the Mets, Baez and Clark pinch hit Cold off the bench to tie the game in the 8th inning. That's pretty cool. For the Blue Jays, 3 hits from Hernandez, including the home run. 2 hits from Arias, including his home run. They've actually credited Beltre with the double, game-winning double. I thought he made it all the way to third. Maybe shorted him a base there. For the Mets pitching, Diaz looked really sharp. 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts as he continues to pitch and they let the shackles loose on him. It'll be a fun one to follow. Lewis, 2 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned a couple of the walks and 3 strikeouts. Perdomo, 2 innings, hitless, 1 unearned run, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Amons, the loss, 0-2, 2 hits, 1 run earned, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. For Dunedin, Watts Brown, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 unearned run, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Munson, a perfect inning in the 5th. Alcalde, 2 hits and a run in the 6th. Carter, 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 strikeouts. And Leon, a blowing save, but a win. An inning, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Teams combined for 27 strikeouts in this game, 12 by the Mets pitchers, 15 by the Jays staff. Ball game played in 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 800 baseball-loving souls here at TD Ballpark. They got their money's worth. This was a fun game. Good game. And if you're the home team, home crowd, you love a competitive game and you love to see your team win and celebrate. Unfortunately, for the Mets fans, there are quite a few of them here tonight, they did not get to experience that jubilation. Well, all we can do now is turn the page to tomorrow. We'll say this after examining these two teams, these last 2 games. This team, the Mets are facing the Blue Jays, much more of the Mets type of pace as opposed to a older team like Clearwater with all that talent, hard to keep up with those guys. I think the Mets have a really good chance to sneak in a couple of wins over these last 4 games. We'll see if they can't begin that tomorrow. Weather looks good. It's another 6:30 first pitch. Jack Weninger will be on the mound for the Mets. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:20. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Dunedin. Blue Jays walk off the Mets 6-5. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.